Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
All it takes is putting your foot in the wrong place and down you go. It could be stairs, slippery ice, wet pavement, carpet that catches your shoe, a highly polished floor, or even somebody sticking their foot out in front of you, hopefully not on purpose. Incidentally, putting your foot in the wrong place also applies to a balanced life. Let's explore some ideas about maintaining a life of balance. It's so easy to get tripped up. Of course, that gets you off balance. Unfortunately, losing your footing in life issues can mean a nasty fall. Plus, it may mean weeks to heal or longer. Subsequently, balance is critical to have an alive and active life. Balance is true for all areas of life. Here are some examples. Maintaining healthy relationships, duties you manage, responsibilities you carry out, managing your career load, keeping your home and property up, meeting financial obligations, engaging clear and healthy communication, doing something you enjoy, eating well and exercising, and getting rest and relaxation. All these things and more pull at your time and energy. Eventually, your priorities can easily get mixed up as life happens. The wear and tear of daily living is endless. I have some questions for you. First of all, how do you stay balanced and focused? Second, have you found ways to combat fatigue and fear? Third, what helps you rise above the wear and tear to keep first things first? And then fourth, what tactics have you engaged to avoid old unhealthy patterns? There's a very old answer to staying balanced, and it's pretty radical. It puts you on a path many people don't travel, yet this path helps you with, and these are the key words we just went through with the questions I asked you. Here we go. That path helps you with balance, focus, fatigue, fear, wear and tear, and tactics. This old answer comes from principles in Scripture. So how do you develop a balanced life? And further, how do you maintain it? If it's so important, it must be worth pursuing. All right, first thing to think about. It's helpful to remember God also values balance. Interestingly, He's a very unique person, balanced in every way. Everything He does is balanced and orderly. In fact, He created the world in orderly fashion. Incidentally, studies in science reveal the sometimes fragile presence of balance. Interestingly, we also see the incredible and artful creativity of all God does. That's the first one. It helps to remember that God also values balance. But let's look at the second point. As God's dear child and as His friend, He designed you to live with balance and order. He just knows it will go better for you when you do. Therefore, He set you up with all you need to succeed. Now, think about times when you've not been balanced, or perhaps not organized. What happened? Very often, there are consequences, perhaps like these. Missed opportunities, falling behind on a deadline, feeling chaotic about each day, not being able to find what you need, disorientation, sometimes disaster, relationships suffer, even health can suffer. So what does a balanced life look like? Okay, first, let's talk about how to stay balanced. Staying balanced is being centered, and it requires the right beginning. Further, balance needs the right middle. And finally, maintaining a balanced life usually gives you a better ending. Equally, to maintain a balanced life, it's critical to have solid anchor points that won't shift, the beginning, the middle, or the ending, whenever life shifts. Incidentally, this solid anchor point is all of these things: strong, steady, stable, safe, and secure for your heart and mind. Essentially, all of that means peace. And then finally, we really need a renewal point. Actually, it's simply a pause in which you can regain your balance. Most of the time, this can happen in just a few moments. So in summary, you need all three of those things. Again, be centered. That's for the beginning, the middle, and the ending. The next thing you need is a solid anchor point. And the solid anchor point we talked about had several points to it: strong, steady, stable, safe, and secure. And then the third thing you need is a renewal point. Frankly, the only way to stay balanced is to stay in Christ. So in review, and to launch us into the old answer that comes from Scripture to live a balanced life, first, we said living balanced is being centered. Second, we also said maintaining balance means having a solid anchor point. And third, we concluded you need a renewal point. It just so happens all three of those criteria are found in a person: Jesus. As you stay in Him, you stay centered. Additionally, you find He is your solid anchor point. And interestingly, He is also your renewal point. Subsequently, you find the following things also present in your attempts to live a balanced life. You find freedom, order, you find inner peace and purpose, guidance, and fellowship with God and other committed Jesus followers. Interestingly, daily life seems to continually threaten this centering process. The only way to stay centered is to stay in your anchor point, Christ, and be continually renewed in Him. You have a critical part to live a balanced life. Essentially, it's your action point that launches you forward into a balanced life. This action point is your response to how Jesus sets you up for success. Simply, your choice to trust and obey Jesus energizes your very soul as you turn to Him with all your heart. However, this response must be with all your heart. Your decision to keep Jesus first in every daily detail is that old answer we talked about. It helps you to live a balanced life. Oddly, this may sound impractical, which is why few people travel this path. Remarkably, however, it works down to every daily detail. Basically, your relationship with Christ is the one thing you can't do without. The secret to stay centered is to respond to Jesus Christ in every issue of living. So now we're going to talk about 10 action points, and that's how we start to staying balanced. The first action point is to turn to Christ in every daily detail and need. The second action point is to come close to Him in sincere prayer with all your heart. The third is to purposefully take His peace into your spirit. Number four, give Him your troubles and difficulties. Fifth, ask Him for wisdom. Engage action points applying scriptural principles. And then number six, believe that God is working even when you cannot see. Number seven, rest in His love. Eight, do what He puts in front of you each day. This establishes faithfulness in your character, even when you do not understand. Number nine, rejoice. And number 10, relax. Let's quickly go through that list again. The 10 action points that help you to start to stay centered and to live a centered life. First, turn to Christ in everything. Second, come close to Him in sincere prayer. Third, take His peace into your spirit. Fourth, give Him your troubles and difficulties. Fifth, ask Him for wisdom. After that, believe God is working. Seventh, rest in His love. Number eight, do what He puts in front of you. Number nine, rejoice. And number 10, relax. Subsequently, these 10 action points settle your life into balance. So be zealous toward God in your heart. Since God already proved His love for you, He doesn't need to do anything more to establish His good intentions for you. Frankly, this is about your responses back to Him. Here's a great suggestion. Instead of turning back to unhelpful options, like unsupportive people, disappointments, sad memories, unhealthy habits, worry and anxiety, getting really busy. Instead of doing those things, turn immediately to Jesus in every situation. That list of unhelpful options throws you off balance. Make Jesus your first love, your driving desire, and your primary passion. When Christ is first in your heart, in the beginning of each day, in the middle of each day, and as you end each day, your life settles into balance. Although feelings in this process are important, they are not critical. The one piece is faith, and that's the critical piece. The best way to maintain a balanced life is to humbly be the person God designed and stay close to Christ. What a great old answer. Let's look at the word zeal. In fact, if you look up the word zealous, you'll see words like active, devoted, diligent, enthusiastic, eager, intense, passionate. Those words inspire hope. Plus, they make you zealous. Additionally, you gain an alive and active life. Notice these words are not feelings. They are choices that you make. As you choose God with zeal, your life becomes balanced, even if unfinished. Here is a key. Stay close to Jesus. He will faithfully guide you. And in conclusion, we come to this. Jesus is your eternal reference point. Remember, He brings these things into your life through the following things. We already talked about these three things. The first is being centered, and that's in the beginning, the middle, and the end. The second is having a solid anchor point, and of course, that's Jesus Himself. The third is a renewal point, and again, that also is Jesus. In fact, all three of those things are found in Christ. It seems that the best answer is still the old answer, straight from Scripture. Now let's talk about some application thoughts and questions. Number one, do you think you have a balanced life? Number two, what changes could you make to bring more balance each day? Three, have you adopted that very old answer from Scripture? Four, are you staying in Christ to stay centered? Number five, do you function with Him as your solid anchor point? Number six, do you turn to Jesus as your renewal point? And there are those three things again: staying in Christ to stay centered, functioning with Him as your solid anchor point, and turning to Jesus as your renewal point. Let's go on to number seven then. Are you zealous for God? And we explored some synonyms for what zeal means. Number eight, which of these 10 action points should you focus on to increase your success? This is going to be review, so let's go through it again. The first of the 10 action points is this: turn to Christ. The second, sincerely pray. Third, take in His peace. Fourth, give Jesus your troubles and difficulties. Just give them to Him. Fifth, ask Him for wisdom. Sixth, believe God is working. Seventh, rest in His love. 8. Do what He has put in front of you each day. 9. Rejoice. And 10. Relax. Portions of this content come from my book, More Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is for your quiet time, by the way. It's a great devotional book that takes you through all Paul's letters that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.